AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Tensions escalated between Israel and Hezbollah with intensified attacks today. At least 13 Lebanese security personnel killed in an Israeli strike in southern Lebanon, while Hezbollah claimed an attack on a naval base in Ashdod, Israel. UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric says close to 2,000 people have been killed in Lebanon in recent weeks, including more than 300 on Wednesday alone.
WHO warns that some hospitals may run out of the trauma supplies with days due to the surge in casualties. Roughly 3 weeks' worth of supplies were depleted in just one day.
Still, Sagar Magani reports negotiations between the U.S. and Iran are still expected this weekend.
Vice President Vance has a message for Iran as he heads to Pakistan for talks aimed at ending the war. Vance says if Tehran is willing to negotiate in good faith, the U.S. is willing to extend an open hand. But
if they're going to try to play us, then they're going to find that the negotiating team is not that receptive.
Still, Vance says he thinks the talks will be positive. They come with a temporary ceasefire on the verge of collapsing. There's a big gulf between Iran's public demands and those from the U.S. and Israel. President Trump is ripping Iran for not heeding demands to reopen the Strait of Hormuz. Sagar Magani, Washington.
President Volodymyr Zelensky says Ukrainian military personnel have shot down Iranian-designed Shahed drones in multiple Middle Eastern countries during the Iran war. He says they used battle-tested interceptor drones produced in Ukraine. In Northern California, five people have been charged with murder in a fireworks warehouse explosion last July that killed seven. And the Artemis II astronauts are on track for a splashdown in the Pacific this evening, closing out humanity's first voyage to the moon in more than half a century. Their Orion capsule is expected to hit 32 times the speed of sound as it re-enters the atmosphere. This is AP News. Seth Soutel has the AP Markets Report.
Stocks drifted mostly lower on Wall Street and oil prices slipped ahead of talks planned for this weekend between the U.S. and Iran following a shaky ceasefire agreement. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 269 points. That's about 0.6%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.4%. Trading remained choppy ahead of the negotiations planned for Saturday in Pakistan. The U.S. government reported a sharp spike in inflation in March because of the biggest monthly jump in gas prices in six decades. The increase wasn't quite as bad as economists were expecting. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. Seth Soutel, New York.
The Dow, S&P, and the Nasdaq each finished the week higher. However, they're all still down for the year. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.